News. The headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presents first union budget of NDA government's third term in Parliament. Budget announces Prime Minister's package of five schemes and initiatives to facilitate employment and skilling opportunities for more than 4 crore youth over a 5-year period with outlay of 2 lakh crore rupees. Government revises tax rate structure for new tax regime. In a relief to taxpayers, standard deduction for salaried employees increased from 50,000 rupees to 75,000 rupees under new tax regime. Corporate tax rate on foreign companies reduced from 40 to 35% to attract foreign capital. Government to formulate a plan Purvodaya for the all-round development of the eastern region of the country, covering Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. Special financial support of 15,000 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh in current financial year. Finance Minister announces provision of 2.66 lakh crore rupees for rural development, including rural infrastructure. 1 crore farmers to be initiated into natural farming supported by certification and branding in next 2 years. Government to launch Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan to improve socio-economic condition of tribal communities. Budget carries an allocation of more than 3 lakh crore for schemes benefiting women and girls to promote women-led development. Under PM Awas Yojana Urban 2.0, government to invest 10 lakh crore rupees to fulfill housing needs of 1 crore urban poor and middle-class families. And now the news in detail. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first budget of Narendra Modi government's third term. In Lok Sabha, presenting the Union Budget for 2024-25, the Finance Minister said, despite global headwinds, the Indian economy continues to be a shining exception and will be the fastest growing economy in years ahead. The Finance Minister said, this budget is mainly focused on employment, skilling, MSMEs and middle class, as she announced the Prime Minister's package for youth.
The Prime Minister's package of five schemes and initiatives to facilitate employment, skilling and other opportunities for 4.1 crore youth over a 5-year period with a central outlay of 2 lakh crore rupees. This year, I've made a provision of 1.48 lakh crore rupees for education, employment and skilling.
Presenting a detailed roadmap for pursuit of a Viksit Bharat, the budget mentioned 9 priorities of the government providing opportunities for all. It includes productivity and resilience in agriculture, employment and skilling, inclusive human resource development and social justice, manufacturing and services, urban development, energy security, infrastructure, innovation, research and development, and next generation reforms. Finance Minister has increased the standard deduction for salaried employees in income tax from 50,000 rupees to 75,000 rupees under new tax regime. Similarly, deduction on family pension for pensioners is enhanced from 15,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees. This will provide relief to about 4 crore salaried individuals and pensioners. The government has also revised the tax rate structure for those opting for the new tax regime.
In the new tax regime, the tax rate structure is proposed to be revised as follows. 0 to 3 lakh rupees, nil. 3 to 7 lakh rupees, 5%. 7 to 10 lakh rupees, 10%. 10 to 12 lakh rupees, 15%. 12 to 15 lakh rupees, 20%. And above 15 lakh rupees, 30%.
As a result of these changes, a salaried employee in the new tax regime stands to save up to 17,500 rupees in income tax. The government has increased deduction of expenditure by employers towards the new pension scheme, NPS, from 10 to 14% of the employee's salary.
new pension scheme. The committee to review the NPS has made considerable progress in its work. I am happy that the staff side of the National Council of the Joint Consultative Machinery for Central Government Employees has taken a constructive approach. A solution will be evolved which addresses the relevant issues while maintaining fiscal prudence to protect the common citizens.
The finance minister has reduced the corporate tax rate on foreign companies from 40 to 35% to attract foreign capital for our development needs. The government has abolished the so-called angel tax for all classes of investors to bolster the Indian startup ecosystem, boost the entrepreneurial spirit and support innovation. Finance minister has proposed Vivad Se Vishwas scheme 2024 for resolution of certain income tax disputes pending in appeal. Monetary limits for filing appeals related to tariff taxes, excise and service tax have been increased. It will be 60 lakh rupees for tax tribunals, 2 crore rupees for high courts and 5 crore rupees for Supreme Court. The government has simplified capital gains taxation. Short-term gains on certain financial assets shall henceforth attract a tax rate of 20%. Long-term gains on all financial and non-financial assets, on the other hand, will attract a tax rate of 12.5%. Ms. Sitaraman has increased the limit of exemption of capital gains on certain financial assets to 1.25 lakh rupees per annum for the benefit of lower and middle income classes. The government has announced a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961.
I am now announcing a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. The purpose is to make the Act concise, lucid, easy to read and understand. This will reduce disputes and litigation, thereby providing tax certainty to the taxpayers.
Here, the budget has made a provision of 1.52 lakh crore rupees for agriculture and allied sectors. The finance minister said in next 2 years, 1 crore farmers across the country will be initiated into natural farming, supported by certification and branding. She said the government will bring out a national cooperation policy for systematic, orderly and all-round development of the cooperative sector. The government will incentivize additional employment in manufacturing sector in first 4 years of employment. 30 lakh youth and their employer will get incentive in respect of their EPFO contribution. The government will formulate a plan, Purvodaya, for the all-round development of the eastern region for the country, covering Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh, with special financial support of 15,000 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh in the current financial year.
Our government has made concerted effort to fulfill the commitments in Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act. Recognizing the state's need for a capital, we will facilitate special financial support through multilateral development agencies in the current financial year.
The finance minister has announced several proposals for the housing sector. She said 3 crore additional houses under the PM Awas Yojana in rural and urban areas in the country have been announced, for which the necessary allocations are being made.
Urban 2.0. Housing needs of 1 crore urban poor and middle class families will be addressed with an investment of 10 lakh crore rupees. This will include the central assistance of 2.2 lakh crore rupees in the next 5 years. Provision of interest subsidy to facilitate loans at affordable rates is also envisaged.
Also for promoting women-led development, the budget carries an allocation of more than 3 lakh crore rupees for schemes benefiting women and girls.
Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya.
In Union Budget 2024-25, government has announced various measures for improving the socio-economic condition of the tribal communities.
Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan. For improving the socio-economic condition of tribal communities, we will launch the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan by adopting saturation coverage for tribal families in tribal majority villages and aspirational districts. This will cover 63,000 villages benefiting 5 crore tribal people.
The finance minister has proposed a provision of 2.66 lakh crore rupees for rural development, including rural infrastructure. She has also announced that more than 100 branches of India Post Payment Bank will be set up in the northeast region to expand the banking services. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today introduced the Finance No. 2 Bill 2024 in the Lok Sabha. After the presentation of the Union Budget 2024-25, the Finance Minister also presented a statement of estimated receipts and expenditure of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for the year 2024-25. Later, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House for the day. When the Rajya Sabha met for the proceedings, the Finance Minister also tabled the copy of the Union Budget 2024-25 and a statement of estimated receipts and expenditure of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. After that, the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Union Budget 2024-25 today. In a video message, the Prime Minister said, this budget will benefit the every section of the society.
Tourism kshetra, garib aur madhyam varg ke liye, kai avsar leke aata hai. Is budget mein, tourism kshetra par bhi, vishesh bal diya gaya hai. Saathiyon, एनडीए सरकार ने पिछले 10 साल में ये सुनिश्चित किया है कि गरीब और मध्यम वर्ग को लगातार टैक्स से राहत मिलती रहे. इस बजट में भी इनकम टैक्स में कटौती और स्टैंडर्ड डिडक्शन में भी वृद्धि का फैसला लिया गया है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. DDP leader and Union Civil Aviation Minister Kiran Jappu Ram Mohan Naidu lauded the Union Budget, saying that significant provisions have been announced for the development of Andhra Pradesh and Polavaram project. Speaking to media in the Parliament House complex after the budget, he said Polavaram project is a lifeline for the people of the state. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has termed the Union Budget as a dream budget for all citizens. Talking to media in the Parliament House complex today, Mr. Rijiju said it is a growth-oriented budget which focuses on every section of the society.
ये Union Budget जो 2024-25 का पेश किया गया था, ये एक तरीके से सबके लिए dream budget था, सब section के लिए और खास करके युवाओं के लिए और महिलाओं के लिए.
The Congress has criticized the budget, saying that it is an underwhelming budget and it does not address income disparity. Talking to media outside Parliament, party MP Shashi Tharoor said that there is also no mention of MG Narega in the budget. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also criticized the Union Budget, saying it fails to address the issues of inflation and unemployment. He alleged that the budget has nothing concrete for farmers. He added that until the farmers' issues are resolved and employment is ensured for the youth, the people will not be benefited. Indian stock markets declined significantly today as the government proposed to raise the tax on capital gains and on trading derivatives. The BSE Sensex dropped below 80,000, losing more than 1,248 points, while the NSE Nifty fell by 409 points. The Indian rupee also dropped to a record low against the US dollar to 83.69 rupees. The BSE Sensex was trading at 80,426 and NSE Nifty at 24,481 a short while ago. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presents the first Union Budget of NDA government's third term in Parliament. Budget announces Prime Minister's package of five schemes and initiatives to facilitate employment and skilling opportunities for more than 4 crore youth over a 5-year period with outlay of 2 lakh crore rupees. Government revises tax rate structure for new tax regime. In a relief to taxpayers, standard deduction for salaried employees increased from 50,000 rupees to 75,000 rupees under new tax regime. Corporate tax rate on foreign companies reduced from 40% to 35% to attract foreign capital. government to formulate a plan Purvodaya for the all-round development of the eastern region of the country covering Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. And with that we end the midday news.